word of the Lord today, and I do want this to be a blessing to us. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28. Praise the Lord. I want to take a moment, and I don't always do this, but I want to take a moment just to say how much I appreciate Sister McCoy. And, you know, pastor appreciation, and all of you understand that that includes pastor's wife. Amen. And we appreciate and love her. And I want to, amen. Praise the Lord. And I appreciate her burden, her love for this church and for what God wants to do. And I want to tell you, it's such a blessing to have her standing beside me and working with me. I know she's my biggest fan, and we love her and appreciate her. And folks, I want to tell you, it's a blessing. Sometimes there'll be a service like this even today where God's moving and the Lord's working in ministry. And if you'll look sometimes, and sometimes I'm looking because I'm wondering, where's my wife at? You'll see her over there, and she's maybe not even worshiping, but she's down between those pews, and she's praying. And she's praying, and she's ministering in the Holy Ghost. And I want to tell you what, I appreciate that kind of walk with the Lord. Amen. I appreciate somebody that's willing to take hold of some things in the Spirit and pray and believe God. And I believe some of the victories and some of the breakthroughs that we are seeing is because of the prayers of Sister McCoy, that she's willing to pray, and many of you that are joining together, and what a spirit of unity we have, and what a blessing. I tell you, it's great to be a part of the family of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm not going to be long in preaching. I do remember, it was 3 years ago, and I want to tell you, this Sunday of the year was my most depressing Sunday all year long because I wasn't expecting it. And I showed up to church just thinking we're going to have regular service, and, well, there were some people that were out in a deer stand. And I know we've got some out, and I'm not putting anything on them. I know they're watching on Facebook right now, and we love you. But this is a great crowd for deer hunting weekend. And why would you want to be out in the cold anyway? I froze my toes off yesterday. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. This is a great crowd today, and oh, it's great to be in church. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to him that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Would you just thank the Lord for that promise right now? God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. We stand upon this truth today. We thank you, Lord. We wait upon you. We wait upon you, Lord. And I pray that you would renew strength. And I pray that you would bring refreshing. And I pray, God, that you would bring encouragement and enlightenment today. Lord, that you would reveal your word and your promises for every single one of us. We give you the praise and the glory and the worship for it today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you give the Lord a great hand clap of praise together? Bless you. You may be seated. Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, once said, "Perseverance is the hard work you do after you get tired of doing the hard work you already did." Perseverance is the hard work you do after you get tired of doing the hard work You already did. Who are the real heroes of today? Of course, our generation is fascinated with the lives of celebrities, the Hollywood elite, actors and athletes, pop stars and reality show characters. Our world loves the stories of those who have made it big. They love to follow the flashy lifestyles of these rich and famous. People dream of living in the same big houses and driving the same fast cars. And everybody today, it seems, wants to be a celebrity. But the fact is, the true heroes of our day are not these who enjoy this exaggerated stardom and success. Oh no, today's real heroes, they are generally just very average people. Those who are motivated by a cause much greater than their own lives or their own success. I believe the unsung heroes of our generation are those who are faithful day in and day out. They are faithful with the calling that God has placed upon their lives. They are faithful with the purpose that has been given to them to do. It might seem small in the overall scheme of things, but day in and day out, they choose to do what God has called them to do. It's those parents who choose to be good parents when an easier road would be to neglect their family. It's those fathers who make a decision to be an active part of the family instead of forsaking them for other selfish pleasures. It's mothers who love and nurture their children, teaching them about the things of God and giving them the comforts of a good, safe home. It's young people who they may not necessarily be the most popular or the most glamorous in their school, but they choose to live their life as an example of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the real heroes of our generation are those who are faithful day in and day out with the calling that God has placed upon them. They don't do it for the credit. They don't do it to get Instagram followers. They don't do it for status and acclaim of the world. But they do it because it's what God has called them to do. And I'm preaching to a house full of precious saints today that you do have a calling. You do have a purpose. You do have a reason for living. And God's saying, I just want you to be faithful. I just want you to respond to my word. I want you just to follow my will and the leading of my spirit. Don't worry about all of that out there. You just do what I want you to do, and I'm going to give you all the credit you need. They do it because it's what God has called them to do. And they know that He is their reward. It's the faithfulness of people like this who should receive honor and glory today. It's the dependability of these unsung heroes that should be recognized. Instead of reality shows portraying those who live a celebrity life, the real stars are those Christians who persevere and they are faithful without all of the glamour and fame. People who are trustworthy. People who are unchangeable. People who are steadfast and loyal. And those are the key ingredients to true success stories. After more than 10,000 attempts at inventing the incandescent light bulb, before he was successful, Thomas Edison said, many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Today I wish to call attention to a wonderful principle from the Word of God today in the simple but powerful truth, the blessing only through waiting. The blessing only through waiting. You see, the fact is today our strength must come from a source that has all strength. Our text in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28 says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. There is a strength that comes from no earthly source. It is only to be found from the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. And he is the one who fainteth not. He is the one who does not grow weary. He only gives power to the faint. He lifts them up to those who have no strength, to those who are left with nowhere else to turn. He increases their strength and he picks them up. Oh, aren't you thankful today that we're not in this on our own? We're not depending on our own strength. If so, we would have long ago given in. If it was just us by ourselves, we would have turned around way back there somewhere. And maybe you've thought about it a time or two, but just when you thought you couldn't go anymore, just when you thought you'd reached the end of your strength, that was when his strength came in, and then you could make it just a little further. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, there is no telling where we would be. But he stepped in just enough time. He gave us strength when we were depleted. He made a way when there was no way. There's no telling where we'd be today, but it was his strength that brought us through. It was his blessing that made a way for us. It was his power that delivered you and I. Come on, are you thankful for the Lord that's on our side? Are you thankful for his spirit that made a way in your life? Are you thankful for his deliverance in your heart? I don't know about you, but I absolutely know I can't make it without him. Come on, do you wake up every morning realizing the reason why I'm living today is Jesus Christ? The reason why I'm able to go up through my daily activities and through all these things that we have to do. The reason why I'm alive today, it's Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Every day we get up, we ought to hit the floor and say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. Thank you, Jesus, for another. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I know I didn't make this day myself. I know I didn't accomplish this on my own strength. But it came from one who has all strength. He has all power. He has all ability. Thank you for another day. Verse 30 of our text today says, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Without the Lord, even the most vigorous and powerful among us shall faint and be weary. Even they will become weak and tired. Those who are young, those who should have strength, will utterly fall. Even young men will stumble. We cannot make it without the Lord. It's a hopeless case without his strength. It's a depressing situation without the Lord. When we rely on our power and on our ability, on our talent, we come up short. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. But I've come to give some soul here today hope. I've come to encourage somebody here today. I've come to point out today from the Word of God that Jesus is the answer. For they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. I've come to tell somebody the blessing only comes through waiting. The blessing is in the waiting. The victory comes through waiting. The answer is in the waiting. Not in some overnight scheme to wealth and fame. The blessing is only through the waiting. It's not in seeking worldly pleasures, which are only for a season. It's not in achieving the success of this world that only lasts for a life. The true blessing, the real blessing, the genuine, tangible blessing, which has eternal value, that blessing is only through waiting. And not waiting on our own strength, not waiting for our ship to come in, not waiting for some talent search to finally find us. The blessing is only through waiting on the Lord. Oh, it may not be glamorous. It may not be pleasing to our flesh. It's not always the easiest thing to do, but the blessing is waiting upon Jesus Christ. They that wait upon the Lord, it's those who are faithful. It's those who are steadfast. It's those that are trustworthy. It's those that are dependable. Oh, I pray something rises up in every single one of us here today that we determine, I'm going to be faithful no matter the cost, no matter the price. I've been called, and I'm going to be faithful to my calling, and I'm going to trust the Lord. You got to make up your mind. I'm going to persevere. I'm not giving in. I'm not quitting. I'm going to continue on. We're going to see what God has just around the next bend. We're going to the next level. Yes, we might have to fight some more battles. We might have to climb some more mountains. But I want to tell you, the real blessing, the true blessing comes to those who wait on the Lord. It's those who are faithful. It's those who make up their mind. Come on, somebody. You need to hear this today. God has a blessing, but it only comes through waiting. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There is a strength like no other. There is a power that this world cannot comprehend. There's an ability that no talent could ever match. It's the strength of the Lord. I don't care what we're faced with, the strength of the Lord is enough. David wrote in Psalm 18 in verse 1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Psalm 27 and 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 37, 39, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Our faith does not stand in the horses and chariots of other kingdoms and powers. Our faith stands in the angel of the Lord. Our faith stands in the God of creation. He shall deliver us. He shall save us because we trust in him. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That strength only comes through waiting upon the Lord. But oh, what a strength it is. Oh, what a strength it is. What's our strength level today? What's our strength level today? Are you tired? Are you weary? Come on, be honest with yourself. Are you depressed about your situation? Are you overwhelmed with everything you're facing? If we'll wait on the Lord, it doesn't matter all of that. If we'll wait on the Lord, he's going to renew our strength. He's going to renew our strength. The enemy's doing his best to deplete us, to take our strength, to wear us down, to make us tired of walking by faith, to make us weary of being faithful to God, to make us want to give up on what God has called us to do. Satan does his best to make us want to quit, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There's sometimes you got to get up in the morning and you don't feel the most excited about everything you got to do, but you say they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There's some situations you ask God for deliverance. He doesn't deliver you, but there's prayer. There's prayer that he hears and he takes you through it and he renews your strength. God knows exactly where we're at. He sees what our strength level is today. And I just feel like this service is for somebody that maybe your strength has been dwindling. Maybe the enemy's, he just had an all-out attack upon you, trying to destroy your strength. But I feel like God wants to renew our strength. He wants to replenish it. He wants to give us strength to make it a little further down the road, to do a little more for him, to continue the battle, to continue walking by faith. Psalms 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow. He cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. I've preached before about that old eagle. It's kind of worse for wear. Tattered, kind of worn. But that eagle will find a cave all by himself. And there, while he's alone, he'll start scraping the feathers off of him. He'll scrape and beat his talons and his beak against a rock until they're completely scraped away. It's after that time alone in a cave that he comes out, emerging at a later date. It's almost as if he was a brand new eagle. There's something about waiting upon the Lord. There is a renewing. There is a transformation that takes place. We come and we're weary and we're tired. We come and we're old and without strength, but we leave refreshed. We leave revived. We leave with strength to carry on. We leave with new vision and new ability. I tell you today, the blessing is waiting on the Lord. The blessing is waiting on God. Maybe you're in that season today. Maybe you're wondering why God hasn't opened the door for your life, and why hasn't he delivered you from something? Why are you still in this battle? Why are you still facing what's going on in your life? Don't miss the process. Don't miss what God is wanting to do in the waiting, through the waiting. Don't try to rush the process. You might miss the blessing. Hallelujah. They shall run and not be weary. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Things that are impossible without the Lord, they suddenly become a reality in the presence of God. We're able to do things that no flesh can do, but through the Spirit, there is ability. I tell you, the blessing comes through the waiting. They shall walk and not faint. Sometimes we walk through things of life. Sometimes we face situations and we're dealt circumstances and stuff that would normally destroy you and stuff that normally would wear you down to where you would not be able to make it another step. Oh, but we shall walk and not faint. When we walk through the steps of life, when we walk through situations that we don't have the strength to handle and we don't have the ability to overcome ourself, but oh, I tell you, the blessing, it's through waiting upon the Lord, and He's going to give us strength to walk and not faint. The word translated in our text today is wait. It comes from the Hebrew word kava. It means to wait, to look for, to hope, to expect, to wait or look eagerly for. To lie in wait for. To wait for or to linger for. It's more than just what we would know as the word wait, but there's an expectancy. There's a hope. There's an eagerness. Yeah, I'm waiting right now, but there's coming a blessing. There's coming a breakthrough. There's coming help for my trouble. Oh, there's coming a healing for my body. There's coming deliverance for my soul. There's coming salvation for that lost loved one. Yes, I'm waiting and I'm not giving up, but my hope is in the Lord and I'm looking to Him for the answers and I'm eagerly expecting a miracle. Another meaning of this word, which would be missed in our English language, is to bind together by twisting. To bind together by twisting. There is a strength that comes from waiting on the Lord. There's a strength that comes from binding ourselves in Him. From twisting ourselves in Him. From intertwining our lives with the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. They that intertwine themselves in Him. We're waiting, we're expecting, we're waiting patiently for. We're not going anywhere, but we've attached ourselves to Him. And we're waiting upon the Lord. We're expecting that He's going to make a way. He's going to provide. He's going to answer. He's going to renew our strength. Hey, somebody, as long as there is a God, and there always will be, as long as there is a God, there is hope. There is an answer. There is a way to be made. No matter what your current situation is, hope exists. There is hope. Not even death is the end because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Death is no longer our prison. Even in death, those who have intertwined themselves with the Lord, they have hope, and God's purpose will prevail, and He will bring them through. Think about this with me. God has planted a vineyard in our hearts. And that vineyard's purpose is for producing fruit. To produce fruit, it takes waiting. We've got to wait. We hope. We expect. We're looking for fruit. But the manifestation of that hope takes time. It takes waiting. God's promises are real. If we wait on Him, we will see progress. We will see breakthroughs. We will gain new strength. To wait on God is to trust that His promises are true. Jesus said in John 15:5, He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. The blessing only comes through waiting, the abiding in him. It's the vine and we are the branches. We're abiding in him. We're binding together our lives in him. That's where the blessing comes from.
they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with eagles, with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I just feel today that there is a blessing for someone that you've been waiting. You've been waiting on the Lord. You've been continuing on. You've been keeping faithful. You've been trusting God. You know that He works miracles. You're just waiting on your miracle. He's going to bring the answer. You just don't know exactly when it's coming. There is going to be a healing. You just don't know when exactly to expect it. But you've kept your faith strong, and you keep believing in the power of God, and you've kept waiting on Him. I want to tell you, the blessing comes through waiting. Don't you dare stop waiting. You could be almost there. You keep depending on the Lord. You keep trusting in Him. You keep persevering. You keep yourself bound and twisted together with Him. I need some help today.
I don't know who could help me. This front row is always, they're always right here. Daniel, come help me. Come help me. Yeah, he was the only one that looked at me, so. Well, Daniel, I tell you, I needed some help here. Daniel, do you remember that old song? It says something about I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled up. Has anybody ever heard that one? That's an old one, so it might be before some of you. Oh, there are a few. Well, but y'all are young. Y'all are young. Well, I've heard the song. If you search YouTube, there are actually some interesting renditions of it. But something about I'm wrapped up, or is it I'm tied up? I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. Is that about it, or is there more to it? But hey, Brother Sean knows it. It must not be that old. I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. What a place to be. What a place to be. Daniel, I've got a cord here. Hold your hands out. Brother Pruitt, I'm having flashbacks. Well, I want to tell you, that was a wonderful, wonderful message in Morning Man, if you missed it. Now, I'm not, okay, you're going to be wrapped up, tied up, and I guess I'll be Jesus. Folks, I'm a long ways from Jesus, okay? We're all a long ways from Jesus, but now you need to help me because you remember the other night when we were wrestling and I got you down? Folks, he's getting bigger all the time. I don't know what we're going to do. I find out when I wrestle, I got to make it fast and I got to hurt him or else, yeah. When you're wrapped up and you're tied up and you're tangled up in Jesus, it doesn't matter what happens, you're not going anywhere. Doesn't matter where the Lord moves and how God works, you're wrapped up and you're tied up. Doesn't matter how much you want to get away from the presence of God, there's something that always brings you back. We're wrapped up. We're tied up in something that's bigger than ourselves. We're waiting on the Lord. We have tied ourselves to Him. We have twisted our lives. We have intertwined ourselves so that it's hard to tell exactly where we are and where Jesus is because we're all together and we're not going anywhere, but we're wrapped up. We're tied up in the things of God. We're tangled up all in Jesus. We're intertwined with the Word of God. Yes, we're going to go through some trials. Yes, we're going to have to face the valley of the shadow of death, but Jesus is with us and He's right beside us, and we follow the leading of His Spirit, and we're gonna make it together.
I wish somebody today you'd stand on your faith and you just lift your hands to the Lord and say, God, wrap me up in you. Intertwine your spirit into my life. Tangle me all up into your anointing, Lord. I pray, God, that you would tie me up in your spirit. Lord, overwhelm me with your glory. God, I pray that you would help me to be so full of you. God, help me to be so full of your presence that everywhere I go, people see you. That everything I do, people see your work. They see your power. They see your ability. Because I'm wrapped up in you. I'm tied up in you, Jesus. I'm waiting on you. Hallelujah. Sometimes a ship will go through a storm. That sailing vessel is going through the storm. You don't know exactly where it's going to end up. You don't know exactly what all lies ahead. But there's a saying, and it's a practice that has become a principle used. And sometimes people, they would tie themselves to the mast. I don't know where the storm's taking the ship. I don't know exactly where we're going to end up. I don't know exactly everything we're going to face, but I'm tying myself to something that's bigger than me. I'm tying myself to something that has more strength than I have. I'm tying myself to something that has more ability than I could ever hope to have. But I'm tying myself to this mast, and we'll see where the storm takes it, and we'll see where the ship comes out. Sometimes we go through storms in life, and I'm closing today, but sometimes we face storms and we can't even see which way we're headed. We don't know how long the storm's going to last. We don't know exactly where we're going to go, but I want to tell you, you better not just launch out on your own. You better get something, and you better tie yourself to the mast of Jesus Christ and say, I'm not going anywhere, but I'm tying myself to something that's bigger than me, something that's stronger than me, one who has all strength, one who has all ability. I'm waiting upon the Lord, and I'm not going anywhere, but I'm trusting in God. I'm trusting in Him. He's going to use this storm for my benefit. He's going to use this storm for His glory. Would you stand with me today? Giving up is easy to do. It's easier to throw in the towel than fight the battle. It's easier to not stand up for what's right. It would be easier just to go with the flow and not take a stand for things that might be unpopular. Our flesh is naturally programmed to take the easy road. But if we want to see the full realization of God's promises, we've got to be persistent. We've got to be determined. Got to remain steadfast through every difficult path that we may face. But if we'll wait on the Lord, if we'll wait on the Lord, God's plan is going to come to pass. Folks, wherever the storm takes that ship, God knows. He's already seen the end from the beginning, and He uses the storms that come through our lives to bring blessings and victory and healing and miracles. We've just got to wait on the Lord. Perhaps none of you remember this, but at least remember this as a child, but maybe some of you parents remember this experience of having one of your children come up to you, and maybe they're just learning to walk. They come and they put their arms around your leg, and they don't let go. You kind of got to walk, you know, like that.
Anybody ever remember that experience? I don't know, does anybody ever remember doing that as a child? Maybe it's been too long ago, but yeah. I want to tell you, there's something about that experience. If you're not a parent, you can't fully realize it. But just, it makes your heart all warm. Because here's somebody, it's a little life, and all they know is mom and dad. Sometimes there's just times you got to hold on to what you love. You got to hold on to what you know. I want to tell you, this church, there's some things that God has done for you. God has blessed you. God has provided. It doesn't mean we're not going to face storms. It doesn't mean we're not going to go through battles. But I want to tell you, there's some things you know. There's some things you love. There's some things we've been taught. There's some lessons that have been taught and preached over the years. In the middle of the storm, you got to hold to those things. God, you've taught me to be faithful. You've taught me to trust in you. You've taught me to stand strong through the storm. You've taught me, God, through storms that I've gone through in the past, you've taught me that you are going to bring me through. So I'm holding on to you. I'm waiting on you. I'm intertwining my life with you, oh God. And I'm not going to let anything move me from your will and your presence and your love and your anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is anybody you just like to wrap yourself up in Jesus here today? Come on, is anybody you'd like to come to this altar right now and you'd just like to intertwine yourself within the Lord? Say, God, I want you to fill me full of your presence. Lord, I want to be wrapped up and tied up and all tangled up in you, Jesus. So much so that I could never be divided, Lord, that I could never be pulled away. But Lord, I'd be steadfast and I would be faithful. That I would trust in you. That I one day would be a hero of faith that is faithful unto you. Come on, would you wrap yourself up in the Lord right now? Would you let him intertwine himself into you, into your family? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord.